The last topic in chapter 5 is best practices in managing problem credits or loans. In section 1 to 6 of the Banking and Financial Institution Act, BaFIA 1989, Bank Negara Malaysia had issued the minimum guideline on best practices in management of credit risk. The specific requirements stipulated in the guideline are: the board of directors is expected to adopt supervisory roles to ensure the adequate risk management. A reduction in credit quality should be recognized at an early stage when there may be more options available for improving the credit. Next, the guideline refers to effective workout programs are critical to managing risk in the portfolio. So the banking institution should clearly set out how it will manage problem credits. When the banking institution has significant credit-related problems, the workout function should be segregated from the area that originated the credit as well as persons involved in the credit origination. The banking institution should recognize that additional resources, expertise, and more concentrated focus of a specialized workout section normally improve collection result. The team will develop an effective strategy to rehabilitate a troubled credit or increase the amount of repayment, ultimately collected, and the valuable input should be provided into any credit restructuring organized by the business function. A post-mortem review should be carried out on significant cases. The review should enable banking institutions to understand how problem credits and losses develop and identify weaknesses in banking institution, existing credit granting process, and monitoring process. The review should based on compare the credit terms and characteristics with lending guidelines. Moreover, reassess the borrower condition at the time of approval. Third, assess the timeliness of problem identification. Fourth, assess the accuracy of collateral evaluation. The point number 5 is assess documentation adequacy. And the last point is assess the effectiveness of credit condition imposed. And this will result of the result of the review should be reported to the BOD or the committee that oversees the management of credit risk.